The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Thursday, the 4th of February. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Manchester City will go to Anfield on Sunday with a 7-point lead over Liverpool in the Premier League. Leader City extended their unbeaten run to 19 games last night with a 2-0 win away to Burnley. Gabriel Jesus and Raheem Sterling were on the mark at Turf Moor. City now have won 13 on the bounce. Their manager Pep Guardiola wants to maintain that momentum for the club's upcoming schedule.
And now, of course, now come a different teams, different, you know, type of play, like, you know, Liverpool, Tottenham, Everton, Arsenal, West Ham, the Champions League, United. So now come another tough group of games.
Liverpool suffered back-to-back home defeats in the Premier League for the first time since 2012, going down 1-0 to Brighton. Stephen Alzate scored the winner in the second half at Anfield. The Reds' boss, Jurgen Klopp, says it was a fair result.
Tonight we looked fatigued, mentally fatigued, and that leads to not the best legs as well. That's how it is. It was a tough week, and today we were not fresh enough. Means then good enough to break the formation of Brighton, and in the end they scored a goal, had other chances, we kind of as well, but they scored and that's why they deserve to win.
Leicester City went above Liverpool into third with a 2-0 win at Fulham. West Ham's 3-1 victory away to Aston Villa came courtesy of a debut brace from Jesse Lingard. Everton revived their hunt for Champions League football with a 2-1 win at Leeds. Seventh plays eighth in the Premier League this evening with Spurs hosting Chelsea. Kick-off at the new White Hart Lane is at 8. The defending champion Graham McDowell, Shane Lowry, Paul Dunne and Cormac Charvin are in the field for the Saudi International, which is underway today. It's a stellar lineup, including also the world number one Dustin Johnson and Patrick Reed. Over on the US PGA Tour, Rory McIlroy and Patrick Harrington are among the starters for the Phoenix Open that tees off later. 20-year-old Louis Rees-Zammit is set to play in the wing for Wales against Ireland in the Six Nations Championship on Sunday. Cardiff's Josh Adams was suspended for 2 matches for a breach of their coronavirus protocols. Coach Wayne Pivac says there was no other option.
We spoke to the player and he was upfront and honest and realised the mistake he had made. And as I say, we moved pretty swiftly to put this to bed as quickly as we could and wanted to put it out there because it's something that's very topical. It's in the community and we have to be seen to be doing our bit as leaders and role models.
Meanwhile, Ireland skipper Johnny Sexton will be fit for the match in Cardiff, having shaken off a hamstring problem. There'll be a streamlined version of this year's Women's Six Nations Championship. Teams have been split into two pools of three, with Ireland facing Wales away and France at home. The tournament will begin in April, having been postponed due to the pandemic. The under-20 Six Nations will follow the same format between June and July. There's a 7-race card at Down Royal today, the first off there at 1:15. Now coming up on OTB AM with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheen from 7:30, we're speaking to Cuivo O'Neill, Ross Harries, Sue Murphy and Tom Malone. Then tonight we're chatting to Brian O'Driscoll, John Giles and Kevin Doyle. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content on the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.